This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour on this Monday coming up, and the return of Reggie Miller. 76ers sweep the Nets. Suns up 3-1 in the Clippers. Heat up 2-1 in the Bucks, but the Bucks are favored by 5.5 tonight. Lakers up 2-1 in the Grizzlies, and the Lakers favored by 4.5. Knicks up 3-1 on the Cavs, and the Warriors-Kings tied at 2 games apiece. Celtics up 3-1 on the Hawks. Nuggets up 3-1 on the Wolves. Tonight, Bucks at the Heat, Grizzlies at the Lakers, and it's NFL Draft Week. And this is when you start to hear some truths. All the other stuff is sort of window dressing. Now we're getting to crunch time. Now's when you start to hear what a team is really going to do. And that's why everything that leads up to this, there's no reason for a coach or a GM or an owner to be honest with anybody. It doesn't benefit you. Now, you're going to find out. Now, less people talk, but those who do, you start to get a little bit more information of what exactly are you going to do? What do you think of this player? Why aren't you taking that pick? Then you might get some criticisms. You'll get a team that is going to be asked, why aren't you taking C.J. Stroud? Well, because this. Or you're taking Bryce Young, why not C.J. Stroud? Well, because of this. That's when you start to get real information. And we have so far. I don't know if C.J. Stroud is falling. I know that Carolina loves Bryce Young. I'm not sure what Houston is doing it to. Do they go defense? Do they take Will Levis? Anthony Richardson, does he go before C.J. Stroud? And once again, understand this. All of the mock drafts leading up to the last couple of weeks don't really mean much. A lot of it is a team could go in that direction, that position. Or, oh, I didn't know that guy is that highly thought of. That's what the mock drafts to me are. It gives me an idea of the other players that we don't think about. Because we do think about wide receivers and certainly quarterbacks. And, you know, you're going to factor in Bijan Robinson and maybe an edge rusher. But for the most part, it's the glamour positions that we're talking about. And then you're going to find out somebody loves this edge rusher, this offensive lineman from Iowa. We focus on the shiny toys, and that's what we have with these quarterbacks. But as we lead up to the draft, we'll have – I have somebody I know, trusted, says he's got a first-round grade on one quarterback this year. That's it. I think five are going to be drafted in the first round, but only one has a first-round grade. That's Bryce Young. Not that everybody's wrong. It's just you want to take a quarterback. I want to get you on that rookie deal. I want to have a five-year deal with you, and then maybe you strike gold. And if not, you try it again, and then you try it again. You know, the Colts have tried to bring in players, quarterbacks. We'll bring in Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz. That didn't work. Let's just draft somebody this time. And that's what they're going to do. Yeah, Paul.
I found a bunch of mock drafts. I was looking at what you were saying about how mock drafts in like January, February are kind of meaningless. But then a week before the draft, it tightens up. I went back to 2013. I could find a dozen, 20 mock drafts that have Geno Smith as a top 10 quarterback out of West Virginia.
And maybe number one overall.
That's right. I have a couple that have him as the number two pick in the draft, only because the number one team didn't need a quarterback. They had Matt Ryan. And it said his pro day was unbelievable, da-da-da-da-da. And then I found a mock draft 2 days before the draft by a guy from SB Nation named Randy Fields. He goes, Geno Smith drops all the way out of the first round and goes in second round to the Jets. But that was 2 days before the Jets, before the draft. All the mock drafts 2 months before, 1 month before, have Geno Smith top 15 at worst.
Because you're taking somebody's word for it, or you're watching a highlight or two. When you get down to the nuts and bolts of, do I want to turn my team over to that quarterback? Now it's different. And I always go back to Christian Hackenberg at Penn State. Oh, if he could have come out as a freshman, he'd be the number one overall pick. Okay. Deshaun Watson did everything you want a quarterback to do when he was in college. Beat Alabama twice, won a national title, everything. But he wasn't better than Mitchell Trubisky? Give me the numbers on Deshaun Watson versus Mitchell Trubisky in college.
Thanks for that, Dan. Thanks for that reminder. Deshaun Watson started 3 years. His second year, he had 35 touchdowns. His third year, he was 41 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. He played in the college football playoffs twice. He beat Alabama twice. Mitch Trubisky was a 1 1/3-year starter. His junior year, he did throw 30 touchdowns and 6 picks, but he basically started 15 college games. Deshaun Watson started 38.
Yeah, sometimes we see too much of you. Yeah. We like the potential. I think scouts probably thought they knew exactly what Deshaun Watson was going to be. Whereas Mitchell Trubisky, I don't know, man, this guy, the ceiling. Like Anthony Richardson. Hey, he wasn't good enough to start very often, but man, did you see that 80-yard run? I did. I got to focus on all the other plays when I didn't see anything there. Will Levis, man, that guy looks like a quarterback playing a quarterback in a movie. Yes, but I didn't think he looked great his last year at Kentucky. And he couldn't start at Penn State. C.J. Stroud, is he Dwayne Haskins? I don't know. Hendon Hooker, I do like him a lot. But maybe I like him even more because of his story. But, you know, he's 25, coming off surgery. Maybe the Vikings taking, because Kirk D. Cousins, this might be the last go-round for him. So there's a lot that we'll discuss over the next couple of days, and hopefully I can get some information from, you know, my source who's assessing, you know, talent for AFC teams and get a sense of exactly, you know, what's Houston doing? What's Houston doing? Yeah, Paul.
It's so much fun to look back. I just went back at the 2018 draft. Sam Darnold is the safest pick at quarterback in a decade for the Jets. Yeah. Steady kid, perfect for New York, unflappable, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, very risky. Makes sense in Buffalo, big arm, but very risky with his accuracy issues. A lot of people love Josh Rosen in Arizona. That's a team that needs a leader with some fire, with some attitude. Great. Lamar Jackson to Baltimore. Makes no sense. They've had a drop-back quarterback for 10 years. Why are they going with a guy that's completely different from an offense that they've run forever?
Yeah.
And all the results.
But you know what happens, Paulie, is we don't look back. We look ahead. And the draft is littered with casualties here, with picks where you go, what were you thinking? And if you need to go back, just remind yourself that there's no sure thing in this draft. We might say Bryce Young, okay. And 3 years from now, we say, God, what were we thinking with Bryce Young? Or we might go, God, Anthony Richardson is the best quarterback out of that draft class. And, you know, we had Ryan Leaf in, and he said Caleb Williams would be the best. He'd be the number one quarterback by far. Michael Penix at Washington, he said, would be the second best quarterback, and he's not eligible in this draft. That gives you an idea. And we always love next year's draft, not this one. We're like, man, wait till next year. Well, next year, Caleb Williams, come on down. At least that's what we're led to believe. How about some phone calls here? Yes, Eden.
History is sort of littered with quarterbacks who were wait till next year. Right? Yeah. Sam Darnold was a wait till next year guy.
Yeah, he shouldn't have waited till next year. Or Matt Leinart. They should have jumped while they can.
Yeah, I don't know if Darnold could he?
But no, I don't think
Leinart could have, though.
Yeah, Leinart could have.
Yeah.
Hey, but he's taking ballroom dancing and probably going out with some starlet.
He probably had a great time.
Yes.
I mean,
I didn't want to leave college. Like, I was fine with just hanging out. Waited till I think I was 24 to, leave my frat house. They're like, are you still in school? No. I like the rent. And there always seems to be a party going on. I was doing morning radio in Dayton, Ohio, and I was living in my off-campus house. And I don't know what rent was. It wasn't much.
Mustache?
No, I still couldn't grow a mustache there. But I did have a members-only jacket.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Okay. And I had a Corvette with T-tops. Killing it.
You were a Wooderson.
Yes, I was. Yeah. Although I was not a pothead, Focker. Yes, Paulie.
If I were Matt Leinart, I said this before, I'd still be at USC. He had the best system. He had L.A. all to himself. There's no pro teams.
I remember taking a tour when my son went out there. I'm with my wife, and it's like you're on a movie set. And it's sunny. Everybody's beautiful. And we're walking across campus, and I'm looking at my wife going, I hope he goes to class. Because it had everything that you would want. And just walking and going, man, this is... I would have had a hard time going to class. I had a hard time going to class. I went to Dayton. I mean, the visual wasn't the same as USC. Yes, Paul.
I once visited with my family when I was really young. I was probably 13. We were in California, Pepperdine University. We walked around. It looked like a movie about a group of good-looking kids going to a college.
Well, it's in Malibu.
Yeah. On a bluff.
Yeah, I know. High up over a bluff. Let's see. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Downloading the app and watching for free. Operator Tyler standing by to get to phone calls, and Reggie will join us in a little bit here. Jim in Oregon joins us right now. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Danettes. Great Monday morning. Paulie, if you ever need any help for this day in sports history, you got to check out 77 Blazers. They do a lot of Blazer history, but also NBA history.
All right.
Okay. Also, the reason why I called, I own a liquor store on the Oregon coast. And this past Saturday, I was doing some inventory. And, people in the store and just kind of listen to conversation. And I heard this one lady talking to her partner. And she's talking, oh, look at this. They have some peppermint moonshine. Dan Patrick has some moonshine. And he's got this apple flavor. And I've heard it's really good. And she's going on and on about it. And I kind of looked at her and I said, did you get a bottle? She goes, no, I haven't. Have you? And I said, no, I haven't been able to get a bottle either. So we were bonding there at my liquor store over your moonshine that neither one of us has been able to get.
Well, we're going to let you know when Watermelon Moonshine comes out this summer. See, do we have a time frame? Are we looking at June?
Yeah, I think early summer, I would say.
Okay.
Early summer release.
But we're trying to get more bottles of the moonshine because it sells out in less than 10 minutes. And we're trying to up the allotment there. And then as we get later on in the summer, we have Watermelon Moonshine, and then we're looking at Maple Moonshine for the fall, I believe, and then maybe a Peppermint Moonshine. But we're very proud of it. It's a great product, and thanks for all the people who are literally buying into it. By the way, I got something coming up for Mother's Day this Thursday that's sort of along the lines of Tailgate Moonshine that we got some great deals, some partners that came in with us, and I thought if I can help you with Mother's Day, I'm going to do that, and it'll be first come, first serve. Same thing, but really some fun things that the Danettes and I were able to vet and see if these are things that we would want to give our wives. And these are things that I'm getting my wife, but I'll have that for you coming up on Thursday. You don't want to miss out on this. We'll give you all the details on that. Get ready for more USFL action. The Maulers taking on the Philadelphia Stars, USFL Sunday, 12 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Paul in Indiana. Hey, Paul, thanks for holding. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's book 80. Second time, very long time viewer since late 08. And my best and worst of the weekend, Missouri Valley Conference College Baseball, my alma mater, first place team, Indiana State Sycamores, gave a 10-run rule shellacking to second place in Pauley's alma mater, Southern Illinois Salukis.
Too soon.
We series and improved to 12-1, the best
start in history. Okay. What's your worst, Paul?
My worst of the weekend, the NHL and NBA playoffs. Blackhawks, Bulls aren't in it, so I don't have a dog in a fight. Why watch? And then the Cubs lose their series to the Dodgers.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. Yeah, the Oilers beat the Kings 5-4 in overtime. They were down 3-0. Came back to beat them.
You're going to blow right past Missouri Valley Conference baseball.
Let's take a break. Reggie Miller will join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings. Oh, get in on all the NBA playoff action. Seton signed up for his DraftKings account so he could bet on the over-under with LeBron James. Are you taking the over or the under?
I don't know. I'm really torn 27 now.
27.5.
I feel like you got to go with the under if it's LeBron.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA right now. $5 pregame money line bet. Score $150 in bonus bets. If your team wins, download the app now. Sign up with code Patrick. That's code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. $5 pregame money line bet. Score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Don't call it a comeback. It's Reggie Miller. Okay. Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer. He's on the call from Miami and Milwaukee tonight, and you are back.
I'm back, baby. The gang is all back, Pauly. Thank you, Pauly. Way to bring it, baby. Yeah, Way to bring it.
Yeah, Pauly goes, Reggie sent me a text about a song he wants to have played. A walk-up. You got a walk-up song.
I wanted a walk-up song. It's been a while, so anytime it's been a while, you got to have a walk-up song. And that's LL Cool J.
All right.
I'm badass.
Where do you want to start?
Where do you want to start? Here, first of all, let me ask you a question.
All right.
When did hitting dudes in the junk become a thing?
Did they not do it in your day?
No, but maybe they did. Here's my thinking. Because of technology and everything has gone to video replay, you have the ability to do that. Guys are getting caught now. Maybe they did it back in my day because we didn't have these modern advances. So maybe they did, but this is weird, don't you think?
Well, Chris Paul's been doing it for quite some time, right? This isn't just now with Dylan Brooks or Joel Embiid.
I don't think it's just now. Well, I'm going back to when I played. I didn't play with Chris Paul.
Okay.
So this generation, he's part of this generation.
But let me ask you about the villain now as opposed to the villain when you played. Because Draymond Green wants to be a villain. He embraces it. Dylan Brooks is blaming the media that now he's being viewed as a villain. I embrace it. If you're Dylan Brooks and you want to be known for this because nobody cares if you score 18 points, but they care about you or you get people talking about you. Back in your day, a villain was what? A tough guy? Charles Oakley, Rick Mahorn, Anthony Mason, but
my Davis boys.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Here's the thing about being a villain, because there's being a villain and being a villain with game. I think I was vilified, but I had game. I talked a lot of trash, but I could back it up. I don't think Draymond Green is a villain because to me, I put him in the same categories of someone like a Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was a villain, but Dennis Rodman had game. He could back it up. Draymond Green has game. You're not a defensive player of the year if you don't have a game. You don't win four championships. And I know people are going to say, well, he's playing with Steph and Clay. You don't win four championships without having a game. So I'm not putting Draymond Green in the whole villain thing, because he has accolades to back up.
Yeah, but he plays dirty. Rodman wasn't a dirty player. Rodman was just
You could ask the mailman if he's dirty or not.
Oh, he just tangled up with mailmen. I thought he was brilliant.
You could ask the cameraman if he's
dirty.
Well,
no, that was wrong. That was
okay.
Wrong.
Okay.
Yes. All right, but Draymond is kicking people on the floor. Draymond's a villain. He's a very good player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's going to be a Hall. He has game to back it up.
Yeah.
He's going into the Hall.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks is not going into the Hall.
Okay, why doesn't Dylan Brooks just, if you want to talk trash about LeBron or disrespect him, don't then not talk to the media and then blame the media for how you're viewed by, the officials and, the public in general?
Theodore, first let me say this. I think that was a brilliant move by Dylan Brooks. I really do. That it was brilliant because what he was trying to do was blow up the whole Lakers game plan, because he thought he could get LeBron to fall for the bait. He thought LeBron was going to fall for the bait, try to come out, be aggressive, and get away from the game plan, which is to force feed Anthony Davis, because the Lakers are only going to go as far as Anthony Davis will take him. As great as LeBron is, the greatest player of his generation, top two player of all time. He was trying to get him to rip up the game plan, come after me, and for the Lakers to go away, and LeBron didn't fall for it, and you saw the beatdown they put on the Grizzlies. So actually, it was a brilliant play by Brooks to come out and do all this and say all that.
Well, you can say it. LeBron wasn't going to fall for it, and I said that on the show. He doesn't care about Dylan Brooks, and the game plan is not to put up 40 on him. He's
correct.
Yeah.
It's 30, 12, and 8.
Yes. Yeah. Anthony Davis can put up 40, and that would be part of the game plan here. How does this play out tonight? Lakers.
Well, here's the thing. I think Ja and the Grizzlies figured out something, especially in the fourth quarter, that they've got to play. The pace has to be much higher. And when you were getting beat down like that in the first half, it was a humbling experience. And I think the Grizzlies figured out we got to play faster. And Ja looked good. I mean, 22 consecutive points. But can he do that for an extended period of time for 48 and then make shots? It's all in the Lakers' court, right? I mean, this is a chance for you to squeeze hold of this series, go up 3-1. It is going to be a fantastic matchup.
You got to win this game.
You got to win this. If you're the Lakers, this is it, because you don't want to go back. And by the way, we are calling game five back in Memphis, so I'm looking forward to that. So selfishly, it would be nice if Memphis won and it was 2-2. But if the Lakers win and go up 3-1, it's obviously a must win for the Grizzlies.
You got game four tonight, Miami against the Bucks. And do you know if Giannis is playing?
We do not know. I would assume he is, because very much the same way we were just talking about Memphis and the Lakers, tonight's the night. This is it for the overall number one seed in the playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks. Because if you lose tonight and go down 3-1, teams that are down 3-1 have gone on to win 95% of the time. So I would assume in my heart that Giannis plays tonight. Also questionable tonight for the Heat is Jimmy Butler. I think he hurt his glute in game three. So that's going to be something that they're going to monitor. But all the chips, if we're playing poker, if you're Milwaukee, all the chips have to be in the center of the table tonight. And I think Giannis plays tonight, and because they can't afford to go down 3-1, because it's a wrap.
The Warriors and the Kings, the Warriors gave Sacramento everything, and Sacramento went toe-to-toe with them, which has to be encouraging for them going back home. What do you take away from this series so far after four games?
Be careful what you ask and wish for, because leading up to these playoffs, everyone was trying to get in line, and the Warriors will admit to this, to get that number six seed so they could go against the green Sacramento Kings, who hadn't been in the playoffs for 17 years. And I kept telling people, be careful what you wish for, because they've got two things going for them. They're hungry, and they've got youth on their side. So I knew going against Golden State, they've got a head coach who knows every bit of that organization inside and out in Mike Brown. And they've got a guy in De'Aaron Fox. Speed kills. And that's always been the problem with, in terms of players, that has generally given the Warriors problems. So De'Aaron Fox was going to be a problem for them. And Sabonis has been okay, but it's been the Malik Monks. Murray had a sighting last night. Those guys, Davion Mitchell, those guys have really put the hammer down. And I see this going seven, because that missed shot by Barnes yesterday, that could have been the end of the dynasty. And people don't talk about this a lot, about Stephen Curry, as great as he is, the greatest shooter our game has ever seen. I want people to give him credit on that last play defensively. He started off on Fox, kept him in front, made him give up the ball when Draymond Green came over and challenged Barnes for that shot. People want to talk about the offense. I just want to give Curry love defensively. That was his best stop arguably ever in his career on that last play.
Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer, he'll be on the call in Miami. Bucks in the Heat, this just in from Shams. Giannis will be in the lineup tonight, barring any setbacks. Game two and three, he missed those with a lower back contusion.
Okay, well, here we go, because let's say this. We did game one, Kevin and I, and even when he went down, Miami was in control of that game in the first quarter. And who's ever won the first quarter has won the games. Game one, it was Miami. Game two, Milwaukee won the first quarter. Game three, it was all Miami. So here we are tonight. You've got the two-time MVP, a finals MVP, hasn't played the last really 2.5 games because he only played maybe a quarter in game one. Let's see what his health is. He only knows how to play one way, right? With reckless abandon. So you know he's going to be hitting the deck. How does he respond to that, Theodore? How does he respond to the contact and the physical play? And the bigger question is, can Miami continue to shoot the basketball this well? 55% from the field. They're shooting 50% from three. This offense has been terrible all season long. And now in three games here in the first round, they found their offense. Can they continue to shoot the basketball well?
Are you all in on the Knicks?
In this first round, I am. I had picked them to beat Cleveland in the first round, just for the simple fact, three of the five starters for Cleveland, zero playoff experience. And it looks like that. They look like deer in headlights, especially playing in the Mecca. And if you're not ready for the Mecca, it'll eat you up. And that's exactly what that Knicks fan base and team has done. So I knew the Knicks would win this first round. I'm more interested to see how they will form in the second round versus either one of these teams, Miami or Milwaukee. That would be a fun series to call and watch.
I've been bringing this up with NBA guests here the last 2 weeks. I don't know why I'm fixated on it, but how will history remember Kawhi Leonard?
Well, you know what? You can't erase two championships, one with a organization that was used to winning with the Spurs, and he was more so known as a defender on that team, but that's why he won finals MVP, because of the work he did against LeBron. But look, that Toronto run came out of nowhere, right? No one expected that. And again, I know Golden State, they had injuries during that. And what if KD didn't get hurt? What if Clay didn't get hurt? But you can't control that. You can only control what I do, what they did. They ended up winning the championship. It hurts because I love Kawhi, and I know how much of a competitor he is. But again, the game of basketball is not like a light switch. You can't just turn it on and turn it off when you want. I've never been a big fan or proponent of load management. I'm somewhat old school. If you're able to play, you play, because that's the way you condition your body. And him not playing a certain amount of games, and then you got to quickly turn it on. It's a shock to the system. It's a shock to the body. I'm not saying that's what led to this injury, but the basketball gods know. And if you can play, play. That's kind of what I'm saying.
But do you think that he has not, it's not fair to describe it this way, but played through injury to play? Actually, it's almost like he needs to be
right
a certain percent. That this, I might play 60 games this year. That's the plan. Instead of playing, I could play maybe 65 to 68, but I might not be, 100%, 80%.
I can only speak to myself, and this is how I always view things and injuries when I would have a turned ankle or whatever. Me at 70, 75%, 80% is better than a lot of shooting guards at 100%. That's how I felt in my head. Kawhi Leonard, at whatever percent you play at, would be better than most small forwards / power forwards at any percent. That would be the only thing I would say to that, because he is too good, too talented. And at times, no one is 100% this time of year. You've got to be able to play through it. That, to me, that's what you got to be mentally strong to play through it, Theodore.
Well, will history be kinder to Dwayne Wade or Kawhi Leonard?
Definitely Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade played through injuries, right? Okay. They made a commercial about that. Fall down 6 times, get up 7. They made commercials about that.
Better player.
Well, Dwayne has more championships, right? 3-2, I believe, right?
Who do you want starting for you? Playoff game.
Between those two? Give me Flash.
You take Dwayne Wade over Kawhi?
Give me Flash.
Okay. What about
give me Flash.
If I gave you Nowitzki?
Over
Wade
Dirk,
or Kawhi?
Wade or Are you going to tell me who the rest of my team is?
No, that's your star. That's your leader. Game seven, playoff.
Give me Flash.
Okay.
Give me Flash. That dude, give me Flash, man.
I think I'd take Kawhi. Healthy.
In game seven?
Yeah, healthy Kawhi. Now, he won't be there for game five or game six, but game seven, he's going to be there for game seven, and I'm going to take him in game seven.
Man, give me Dwayne Wade when he won his first championship over Dallas. Without LeBron, without Chris Bosh, give me that dude. I'll take that dude versus anyone.
Are you sold on the Suns?
I am. It's theirs to lose. But how fun is that second round matchup going to be with Denver? Woo-wee!
Is it going to be fun?
Yeah. Because here's the thing. They're going to have to find an answer for Jokic.
Well, they're not going to have an answer. They're not going to have an answer for him. It's just Denver has to show up as a team. And that's where I get nervous. Because I don't know.
KCP, Aaron Gordon, Jamal. Bruce Brown. They've got three guys that are going to have to defend Booker and KD. I think their depth has helped them. I think it's going to be a great that's going to be a 6-7 game series.
Durant's
– but I'm still going with Phoenix.
But is Phoenix led by Booker or led by KD?
To your point, in a game seven – Kevin Durant.
Okay.
He's the best player. He'll always be the best player on the floor between the two teams.
Steph Curry had a bad moment there yesterday.
What do you mean?
The timeout.
What are you talking about?
He called a timeout and they didn't have a timeout again.
he pulled a Weber? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, it's not a Weber because Weber was in a national title game.
This is a playoff game.
Don't you have a coach whose job is to tell
yes.
you? And it's not the head coach. You have an assistant coach whose job is to tell you how many timeouts.
It has nothing to do with coaches. Curry should know better.
He should. You're right.
He should know better.
Yeah, yes.
It has nothing
yes,
to do with
should.
A coach telling him, by the way, we have no timeouts. All players know your timeout situation. So let's not say this is a coach's fault for not telling one of the greatest players of all time that you had a timeout. No.
I'm gonna have one of our guys do an impression. You tell me if you know who this is, okay?
Gotcha.
All right.
A monster dunk by Giannis. Don't you worry about his back. The Greek freak is back. Milwaukee was down 6-1 at the start and are now on a 12-2 run. 13-8 Bucks with 7:36 left in the first. Eric Spoelstra wants to talk things over. We'll step aside and pay some bills. You're watching exclusive coverage of the Eastern Conference playoffs on TNT.
That's my guy, the voice. That is my – first of all, where's your up high, down hard? Or they're playing Twister on the floor. Come on now. That's the voice, Kevin Harlan.
I think Fritzy sounds more like Kevin Harlan than Kevin Harlan does. There. Just saying.
Man, see, imitation is the sincerest form,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. How's
okay.
How's the family?
The family is great, and they say hello. They're excited that we're starting our month-and-a-half journey. Dan S., we're back together. It's going to be a great playoff run. Pauly, cue the music.
No,
LL
no,
cool
no, no, we can't. We got one that the edited version is what we need.
Cue the music, Pauly. Come on.
Marvin, do you have the music?
Come on, Marvin.
You can do just a little bit.
The moment has passed.
Just a
little. You can do the beat. You can do the
instrumental. Come on. What kind of organization are you running there, Theodore? He's Reggie Miller. Hall of Famer. Yeah, we got to get out before LL Cool J slips one by the goalie again. He'll be on the call, the Bucks and the Heat tonight. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Take a break. See you, Reg. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This day in sports history, what we learned and what's in store tomorrow. Fritzy told me a couple of times that it was on this date. In 2004, the Chargers selected Eli Manning first overall, and then he refused to go to the Chargers.
He bolted to the Big Apple.
Thank you,
Tom.
That
was my little line from the...
Thank you, Tom. Yes, Paul.
We were working that draft for ESPN Network Radio back at the time, and Eli had to go through the motions of after being drafted and shaking hands with Roger Goodell. He walked down the steps. I think he did a radio interview with Westwood One and then ESPN Network Radio. And then he had to go to the back room and talk to, honestly, probably 200 reporters. And he's got a Charger hat on the whole time. And then he got traded. I don't know how much longer, maybe less than an hour later he was traded. And he went back and took a new picture with the commissioner that you didn't see on TV because he wanted to have a picture with the Giants hat on. And then he didn't do all the interviews again, but it was weird watching him walk. And we tried to get them to give us the Charger hat. We asked him, like, can we have the Charger hat? He goes, I don't know. I got to give it back. I was really hoping we could get it.
We were talking about buddy movies earlier. This is from Matt, who says, underrated movie, Key and Peele, Keanu. I heard that was terrible. Did you watch that, Marvin? I didn't watch it.
I did not.
What about Bob? Bill Murray, Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay.
That's funny.
I wouldn't consider them buddies.
Yeah, they weren't buddies at all.
It's like an annoyance.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. This day in sports history, tonight's games, what we learned, all of that coming up here. Let's do this day in sports history, Pauline.
All right, just a couple. 1961, Sandy Koufax of the Dodgers struck out 18 batters in the game. He was the first major league pitcher to do that twice, 18 batters in a game.
Okay.
1963, the Boston Celtics won their fifth straight NBA title. And in 1994, this guy might be underrated historically, Dan. Who am I going to say? He's a big man. And he in 1994, he had his career best game.
Was this, okay, I'm trying to think the timing. Was this the last day of the, did the NBA season end before May?
Correct.
David Robinson.
David Robinson is correct. 1994, David Robinson, the Admiral, had 71 points against the Clippers. He had that six-year run where he was as good as anybody. And then those back injuries just, then Tim Duncan comes in.
By the way, you mentioned that it was the Celtics beating the Lakers. And that was the last season as Bob Cousy as a player in the NBA. Now, it's not his last game because he came out of retirement. He was a player coach with the Cincinnati Royals. And he played in a game against the Knicks, and it didn't go well. I think the Knicks were trying to set an all-time record winning streak, like 18 in a row. And Bob Cousy came in, and I think the Knicks kind of roughed him up there a little bit. Yeah, Paul.
What do you wear to a game when you're a player coach?
He wore a uniform.
Like with a warm-up?
Yeah.
And he's yelling at people?
Yeah, and then he had to come in. Yeah, Bill Russell was a player coach. Let me see if there's anything else. Steve Young was acquired. Okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers traded Steve Young to the 49ers on this date in 1987. Want to guess what they gave up to get Steve Young, a future Hall of Famer? If you said a second and a fourth round draft pick, you would be right.
Second and fourth. Oh.
You got it.
Just I said it like same time as you.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Gus in L.A. Hey, Gus, we'll squeeze you in. How are you today, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you're in the boys.
Oh. Gus sounded good, but not good enough. Sorry, Gus. Guy in Indiana. Hi, Guy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud. How you doing today?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. I'm a member of the DDC since 2003.
All right. You can get your T-shirt at danpatrick.com, the Dead Dads Club.
Yeah, I was going to mention real quick, I've been very sick my entire adult life, and I'm not saying that for free merch. I just want to thank you guys for giving me a escape for 3 hours a day.
Now I got to give you free merchandise, Guy.
No, that's not. It's nice to have an escape for 3 hours a day, so thank you guys for that.
I'm glad to do it.
Three quick points. I dialed up when you guys were talking about buddy movies, and I think you actually mentioned this movie a couple weeks ago, but it's a gearhead movie, but you don't have to be a gearhead to like it. It's called Ford versus Ferrari, and the friendship between Matt Damon's character and Christian Bale's character is great. It'll make you cry from laughing and cry from sadness.
Not a buddy movie, but a great movie. It was a really well-done movie. Car movie, if you like cars. Sorry we had to cut you off, Guy. We had to get in what we learned today. Todd, what'd you learn today?
45,000 fans showed up for the Colorado Buffalo spring game this weekend because of Coach Prime, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, incredible. Seton O'Connor.
LL Cool J curses.
Yeah. Who knew? Marvin?
Dylan Brooks, soft.
Paulie, villain. It's villain Brooks.
Oh, yes. Ryan Lee finally spoke to Bill Polian.
What did I learn, Todd?
Well, LeBron James's goal is to go 30-12-8, not to score 40.
An unbelievable true story. George Foreman went from winning Olympic gold to the heavyweight championship, retiring, and then come back 10 years later to win the championship. Big George Foreman exclusively in movie theaters this Thursday. Get your tickets now, rated PG-13. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. We'll do it again tomorrow here, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.